Welcome to UK Talk and Music Radio. This is Jonathan Hines, and we've got more new music, and it's great because we have so many genres and artists, musicians, groups, songwriters from so many different countries as well. And I love the name of this one. We've got the Snake Doctors joining us on the line now, for all the way from Poland. Welcome to UK Talk Radio, gentlemen. It's great to have you. Thank you for getting in touch. And the Snake Doctors, what an innovative name. And you've only been around for 1 year or thereabouts, but at the time of the recording of this interview, which is May 2021, but you've achieved so much. You've been so prolific and so productive, so many songs. How have you done it? You must be so organized.
In a way, thank you. I appreciate that. It's not really that hard, but I will first maybe introduce myself.
Yes.
I'm a singer and play the guitar. My name is Wojciech. And we have also here our bass player.
I'm Jerry, and I'm bass player.
Hello, Jerry. Hello, Wojciech.
Hello. Hello. So it wasn't that hard. I mean, during the pandemic, which is very hard for all of us, and it's been a really difficult time, the only thing here we could do as far as music goes was recording with all the restrictions and limitations. The studios were sort of still open, so we would just gather there and practice, sometimes wearing masks and keeping the distance, writing songs, recording. So we have recorded quite a few songs, I think.
Great, I know you have, and I've just listened to two of them, which I really enjoyed. They're very, very original, Wojciech, and the listeners will have already heard, or will soon hear, the two songs that I've listened to. One is called Cecil Has Changed. Now, who's Cecil?
Each one of us, because when we write songs, we just get our inspiration from everything that's happening around. And sometimes it's women that give us a lot of inspiration. So each one of us is like partially accessible. So if anyone wants to get into the lyrics, that might be kind of some of those jokes, some of those songs are partially kind of like jokey ones. But this one is sort of special because normally we play something that is close enough to rock or to new wave. This one is a bit different thing.
Yes.
You can tell.
Yes, that particular song has got a very funky, very simple, but also very funky animated video in black and white, and then the song has got a slightly sort of new wave feel to it, but it's is new wave one of your favorite genres as a group?
Yes, definitely. I mean, especially early 80s, also everything that's related to new wave, like dark wave and cold wave, which is getting more and more popular now. These are ones we like also. But there's more to it. We all love grunge.
Yes.
Different. Yeah. We also have some blues influence on us, especially from our southern U.S. So we kind of try to blend that. You can hear it, especially on our second album. We have so many different songs, starting with Cecil, then a song which is a mixture of, I would say, new wave and some rock. There are some keyboards also, just like in Cecil. And then you have My Friend, Convince Me. It's a totally different song, which is kind of like pure southern rock and roll, kind of bluesy, country hill oriented.
Yes. And how did the video come about for Cecil Has Changed, that animated video?
We just sat together. It's just like some writing. We were like, okay, another Red Bear video for a music or something else. Well, it's still the animated song.
Yeah.
Like, what about? I mean, should relate to the lyrics, but it shouldn't be exactly what it is in lyrics. So we usually sit around and have a good time, and we came up with some idea, do some drawings, and
yeah,
finally we came up with this, which is, I think it's pretty okay.
Not yes.
And the video.
Yes, and the lyrics that you've had in your songs, these two particular songs, are, you know, dilemmas and fit situations and feelings, confusion that most people can relate to when it comes to love and romance, aren't they? These are emotions most people relate to.
Yeah. Actually, it's very easy to write songs, especially the lyrics, because we just try to pick things from anything that happens around us. It's just so many ideas. And as you had mentioned, love and women give us so many different inspirations that you can write and just carry on with songs. So Cecil is kind of influencing that way too.
Yes, quite. And you've already had exposure in many countries, haven't you? Including in the US, you've done really well. You've got audiences in many countries, not just Poland. And you've recorded at Abbey Road Studios, and everybody knows Abbey Road Studios, don't they?
Yes, I mean this is a really great thing that happened to us. It's actually Fred Bolster, who works at Abbey Road Studios, who did mixing and for most of our songs, and he did a really great job. It's just incredible. And yes, it's really, I mean, we're impressed ourselves too. And then mastering, we usually get done by Ed Baldwin at Metropolis Studios in London. Also, there are some songs that are done by Thomas Graham, who is the owner and chief engineer at the Lip Studio in LA. Actually, I've known Thomas for like many years. He did my recording. He did the recording for the first album of my US band years ago. So.
Yes.
There's a lot of people involved in all that.
Yes. And let's talk about another song, very, very sort of melancholic, with a kind of, if you like, psychedelic video, which I enjoyed watching. And that song is called Sweeter. The video fascinated me. I mean, how much work did it take to get that video to the finished product? How long did that take you?
It wasn't really that hard because we did the filming at two locations here in Poland, on the coast, northern coast, near Gdansk, where we are from. And that was three sessions, 3 days, but each time it was maybe an hour or 1.5 hours. So a total of 4.5 hours. Including everything, the preparatory stage and bringing all that equipment.
Yeah.
It was all friends involved in that. We did some shooting here at the place where we all live because we are actually neighbors, friends, known each other for years, the band members. We live in one division in one place, Gdańsk, Poland. So very close to the place where our houses are.
And what's the name of that place again? What's the name of the place?
Sitting on the coast.
Yes. Yeah.
And another location was like, it's a 20-minute drive. It's name that sounds in English or in French probably funny. Michelinki, like Michelin, nearly. There's a nice pier and a very nice beach. It was freaking cold. Yeah, I mean, you can say that, and you can tell us just by watching that video that it was really crazy cold. We did
yes.
the final shooting on Sunday, and then the beautiful weather came here on Tuesday.
Yes.
So it's like 20-something now, and it was like 8.
Yes, because in the video, for Sweeter, we see a lady by the sea walking on a what is like a pier, very reflective, looking out to sea, and you can see the coast there. And then the other part of the video, we see a more animated or psychedelic image of you guys playing and performing. In the middle of a meadow or a field in the countryside, and that's also fascinating. I liked that, the way you went from one to the other.
So this song is about love, basically.
Yes, a big one.
It's about the situation when you love someone so much that even if that person finds someone else, it's very happy with that person, you're okay. And that makes you happy too. So happens sometimes in life. Love can mean many things. That could be one of the meanings.
Yeah.
So this is why we have the video of the psychedelic part, which is bandmates just playing their instruments. And then you have that dreamy part with the girl just walking and thinking about things. So
yes.
Yeah.
So happiness can sometimes be seeing that person you love happy with someone else. I mean, that's a very common scenario, isn't it? Painful, but something which many people can relate to there. Yeah.
That's what we tried to do, pick up just stories that anyone could relate to.
Yes. And you mentioned that particular song, which many people will have already have heard, and some of you will be hearing it very soon here on UK Talk and Music Radio. That song has a kind of Britpop feel to it, doesn't it? A 90s Britpop feel.
Yes, a bit so. I would say a lot of our inspiration goes from not only grand blues, but also from early Britpop and from say even shoegaze in a way. So this song has been also put together the way say if you invited Oasis cover band to Nashville and asked them to play some country nice song, probably or possibly they might come up with something like this.
Yes.
That
might be it. Yeah, that was beautiful. I enjoyed it. And I must say, your English is almost as good as mine.
No, I wouldn't say so. I could pretend it's Southern style, but I don't think it's... I just speak something that is a mixture of Polish, English, and whatever.
Yes.
It's a bunch of English.
Yes. Now, you're producing at the moment, aren't you? You've got new ideas, new songs, new things coming up, haven't you, in the near future?
Yes, exactly. Actually, we finished the production for our third album. Songs are just waiting for release whenever the time comes, because last week we did the release of our second album, so probably another 4-6 months. We are also working on our fourth album. We're like 3/4 through that one. And we get a lot of ideas. And we keep writing songs. Because we have been a year, and we have to write 50, 60 songs, of which probably 25 were already recorded, produced. So.
Yes.
It's been a really time.
Great! Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so pleased, and I'm glad that we can be part of that here at UK Talk Radio. And
we appreciate that a lot. I mean, we're very happy every single week that we can hear our songs on your radio station, and every single week we're on a tour.
Yes,
we're 5, 7, or whatever. It's a great thing for us. the promotion we have. We appreciate that you promote the band, because this is a great thing for bands like us.
And right from the very beginning, you were doing very well on iTunes in Poland before other countries. You did very well quite quickly, didn't you, in Poland?
Yes, this is actually surprising because there was no gigging, no shows, and we didn't have much of a promotion in this street night because it's based on single sales. So, nice. I mean, we're very happy about everything that's been happening.
Yes, and we are too. Now, people can often obviously find you, download and buy your music on Spotify and Apple Music. Now, but also you're very big on Instagram and your website, most importantly. You've got a really funky website. What is your website, and how can people look it up right now, Wojciech?
It's really nice to hear from you about that, because I'm not really big into social media. That's what I was thinking. Probably the most updated one is my Facebook, which is publicly open as far as the band goes. And you're correct, the band's website, nightdoctors.com, is like the main source of information. Basically, we come from that idea that instead of just looking into social media and our website, if people would rather just listen to your radio station or song and other band's songs, or just stream and listen to that at all those streaming services, that's much better.
Yes, and if people...
Music is the most important thing, that the universal language that speaks for.
Yes, that, yeah. So. Yes. And if people just type in the Snake Doctors, they will soon find you, no problem at all.
Exactly. So if I could ask here, if I'm going to be on air, if you want to look into our website, it would be much better to spend double that time with UK Talk Radio and just listen to our songs and all those great songs that
yes.
we don't have.
Yes, and there are two, as we've said earlier, there are two that we're particularly featuring on here on UK Talk and Music Radio, and those are, of course, Cecil Has Changed and Sweeter. One's got a new wave feel to it, and one's got more of a Britpop feel, but that only just scratches the surface, because people need to listen to them and they'll hear that it's a very original sound. So that's only a very vague description there. So thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing about your progress in the near future, Wojciech.
Thanks, we appreciate it a lot. Yes, we hope that we're going to go the same way going far.
Yeah,
we're gonna be present on various our music will be on radio stations, and there'll be people that will be listening to it.
Yes, and we're recording in at the time of this recording, it's middle of May, 2021. Before you go, shall we compare the weather where you are in Poland with the weather here? What's the weather doing there at the moment?
It's really nice.
Is it?
A very hot day. It's around 19 Celsius degrees.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a very nice sunny weekend over here. But starting Sunday, it's going to rain. How is it over there?
It's very mixed. The temperatures are taking a while to go up. I mean, it's middle of May now, but the temperatures are still around 13 and 14, and we're waiting for the temperatures to come up, because they will come up soon, because it's nearly summer. So in the next few days, I'm sure the temperatures will finally rise, but they've been hovering around 13 degrees for weeks now. and it's kind of sunny spells and showers and lots of rain. It's changing a lot at the moment. It's very variable here.
I have a good news for you, because we had like 25 degrees for the last 2-3 days, and it's 19th, so probably that's the weather that you were in.
Oh, that's a great temperature, isn't it? 19-20 degrees is a perfect temperature, isn't it? You know, not too hot, not too cold, just a really good temperature. 20 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Wojciech, for joining us on the line today. And thank you to the others. And you are at the Snake Doctors, and you're based in Poland. And people can look you up and listen to you right now here on UK Talk and Music Radio. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.